Hello, and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Bible Reading Plan Podcast. My name is Amy Hirsch, and today is Sunday, November 28th. As we begin our Advent devotional guide on the book of Jeremiah, today we start a section from Jeremiah 1 to chapter 25, featuring Jeremiah's accusations and warnings for Judah. And here is the introduction to that section. The first 25 chapters of the book of Jeremiah focus on the prophet's warnings to God's people. Jeremiah calls them out for their sinful idolatry and their willingness to trust in other saviors, forsaking their one true God. Jeremiah prophesies the judgment God will bring on his people if they refuse to repent. While his words are harsh, they are warnings for us, too, of the dangers in putting our trust in anyone or anything other than the Lord. The words of Jeremiah, the son of Hilkiah, one of the priests who were in Anathoth in the land of Benjamin, to whom the word of the Lord came in the days of Josiah, the son of Amon, king of Judah, in the 13th year of his reign. It came also in the days of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, and until the end of the 11th year of Zedekiah, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, until the captivity of Jerusalem in the 5th month. Now the word of the Lord came to me, saying, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you, and before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you to be a prophet to the nations." Then I said, "Ah, Lord God, behold, I do not know how to speak, for I am only a youth." But the Lord said to me, "Do not say, 'I am only a youth,' for to all to whom I send you, you shall go, and whatever I command you, you shall speak. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you, declares the Lord." Then the Lord put his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said to me, "Behold, I have put my words in your mouth. See, I have set you this day over nations and over kingdoms to pluck up and to break down, to destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plant." And the word of the Lord came to me, saying, "Jeremiah, what do you see?" And I said, "I see an almond branch." Then the Lord said to me, "You have seen well, for I am watching over my word to perform it." The word of the Lord came to me a second time, saying, "What do you see?" And I said, "I see a boiling pot facing away from the north." Then the Lord said to me, "Out of the north disaster shall be let loose upon all the inhabitants of the land. For behold, I am calling all the tribes of the kingdoms of the north, declares the Lord, and they shall come, and every one shall set his throne at the entrance of the gates of Jerusalem, against all its walls all around, and against all the cities of Judah. And I will declare my judgments against them for all their evil in forsaking me. They have made offerings to other gods and worshiped the works of their own hands. But you dress yourself for work. Arise and say to them everything that I command you. Do not be dismayed by them, lest I dismay you before them. And I, behold, I make you this day a fortified city, an iron pillar, and bronze walls against the whole land, against the kings of Judah, its officials, its priests, and the people of the land. They will fight against you, but they shall not prevail against you, for I am with you, declares the Lord, to deliver you." Who was Jeremiah? What does his prophecy have to do with Advent? These are two questions before us as we embark on this journey. While some biblical prophets revealed few details about their lives, over and over we'll see Jeremiah reveal much of his story and give us insights into his very soul. Jeremiah is a young priest from Anathoth, a small town just north of Jerusalem in the southern kingdom of Judah. His ministry spans 40 years and the reigns of several kings. God calls and appoints Jeremiah before he is formed in the womb to be a prophet to the nations. Through his account, Jeremiah pulls back the curtain to show us the difficulties of ministering to complacent and obstinate people, bringing to life his joys and his sorrows. Jeremiah models being honest before the Lord about our shortcomings as he confesses to God how incapable he feels. Though he feels unqualified, God gives him confidence, not because of his own abilities, but because of God's promise to be with him regardless of what he may face. But these aren't only Jeremiah's words. These are also God's words given to his servant Jeremiah to declare. God's message delivered through Jeremiah is relevant for us in this season of Advent. Through Jeremiah, God declares he will pluck up and break down, destroy and overthrow, build and plant. Like other prophets, Jeremiah's message follows a pattern of sin, judgment, and renewal. Jeremiah will condemn their sins against God, especially their idolatry and self-trust. He will warn them of impending judgment from the nation of Babylon, a boiling pot facing away from the north. God will use Babylon to break down all they hold dear, to overthrow their government, and to destroy life as they know it. But the message won't end there. The same God who will pluck up and break down, who will destroy and overthrow, will also build and plant again. God's punishment will be for the purpose of restoration, to draw his people back to him. We enter into this story on this first Sunday of Advent as we enter into the anticipation for a Savior to come and ransom Israel. Just as the people exiled by Babylon waited, we also wait. They waited for God to deliver them from foreign oppression, to plant them back in their homes, and to rebuild their land. Ultimately, they were waiting for the coming of the long-expected Messiah who would save them from their sins. We enter into the same kind of waiting, but not for Christ's first coming. This Advent, we sigh and we lean into the sorrows and the difficulty of this last year, waiting for Jesus, our Emmanuel, to come again and deliver us. Even in the struggles, Jeremiah makes sure that hope is planted firmly in all of our hearts. Christ will come again.